Want to get into the mailbag here for a minute. Just want to run through some letters here out of the mailbag for just a moment. And then I've got an update for you on the Molly Tibbetts case. Molly Tibbetts, the girl murdered by an illegal alien in Iowa. This comes from Paul. I didn't realize leftist was a buzzword. I'm one of the few that believe that the Second Amendment is the defense for all other rights. Side note, I do not own firearms, nor do I desire to harm anyone. On the red flag laws, so if my coworkers could call to turn me in or my ex-wife could call to turn me in and the police could show up at my door and take any weapons I could legally own, then I believe that this fragile republic of ours would dwindle away to nothingness from liberals pushing it even further and adding more people who could call on us and attempt to remove all firearms from law-abiding citizens. You got it, Paul. He goes on and writes, if Congress would do their job and repeal the 17th Amendment and get to work on real problems like security at our ports of entry and borders and infrastructure, and it's not my issue, but the majority of Americans issue health care, not health care insurance, our country may move smoother and we may be able to get along with each other better. So writes Paul. Thank you, Paul, for that. This comes from Howard. This is a war. The commander-in-chief has been sworn in for 2.5 years and has made great strides against the enemy. Great strides against the enemy. POTUS has already said his DOJ has all the Epstein documents, which are now unimpeachable because Epstein's permanent absence. These documents are prima facie evidence against Epstein's accusers and associates and puppets. If these documents had not been seized, then yes, this would have been a setback and embarrassment in this war between darkness and light. But the documents were seized, providing probable cause evidence to nail worldwide extortionist rings. Epstein no longer representable in court. There is no impeding the DOJ from using all the evidence and proof against others in the Epstein sphere. Those in the darkness who think they scored with Epstein's disappearance from the stage are stupid. They think Trump will be deterred by Epstein's absence. No, he is empowered because he has all of the evidence and proof in his possession legally without challenge. No party can challenge that possession. Trump studies war and its history, especially World War II. This history of that war is loaded with infighting, frustration, and inaction. It is loaded with a wash and rinse of the ranks to get the right people to the top to wage relentless, brutalizing war. The Epstein matter is enraging, but that's just emotion. Emotion ebbs and flows, but cold, hard facts captured in document seizures are weapons of information that will be used to bomb the hell out of the Epstein world. Let me make this clear. All the victims of the Epstein world will now have a chance to access Epstein's documents and use them to prosecute those on Epstein's side. Whereas before, Epstein's lawyers could control the release of those documents and drag his case out for years, his disappearance has opened the floodgates of information that will rain hell on the Epstein world, so says Howard. Howard, thank you for that. Speaking of Howard, from our home office in Morris, Michigan, we have this. Howard Beale sending this through. Howard has these questions. Steve, assuming we all agree that one death at the hands of a gun is one death too many, until crime ends forever, there are going to be gun deaths. That being said, in your opinion, is there a gun crisis in the country? Why or why not? Well, let me tell you this. A gun crisis in the country? A crime in America continues to go down. It peaked in 1994. Gun sales since 1994 have exceeded 300 million weapons. Our population is getting larger. There are 300 million more guns in circulation, and yet crime continues to go down. So there is not a crisis in America. None whatsoever. Losing my voice, it seems. What we have here is a crisis of conscience, and we have these high-profile mass killings by sick and deviant individuals. They are not common, but they're common enough and put in front of everybody so often that people believe they're happening all the time. Some groups tell you there's been 500 mass shootings so far in America this year. Not true. That's BS. And by the way, if they were truly concerned about mass shootings, Why are they not in Chicago, where Chicago has had 21 mass shootings this year based on the FBI criterion, which is four or more victims in a 24-hour period, not including the shooter, related to a single event? So that's extremely important. When it comes to regulating firearm possession, I can say this. There will be universal background checks. It's coming. It's coming. But what should happen is that low-income individuals in neighborhoods that are more challenging as far as crime goes, if the government intends to put a fee on that background check, $50, $100, $250, whatever they intend to do, that should be waived incrementally the lower your income. A background check should not be something that prevents somebody who needs protection from getting it. If you're an elderly person in a neighborhood that you do not feel safe in, and you have a limited fixed income, you should not be prevented from getting your hands on a firearm because of some government fee. And that I believe wholeheartedly. Howard Beale, thank you for that question. This part of the program brought to you by MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Your custom solution to losing those extra pounds, MyPure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. They built one just for me last year. It worked fabulously. Loved it. Still do. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com right now. You can lose that extra weight. Don't put it off one more day. Let's get her done. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at DTEenergy.com. DTE.